Without, causing anybody a problem. And I'll be anxious to see the finalized dark part. That's whenever it all comes. Yeah, I believe in the way, and I was wanting to post stuff, just not knowing. You know, people are going to just be expressing the frustration of not knowing silence. Because I heard all the, you know, we're going to need to, oh, she's foul. You know, we're going to all be asked to be unclassified. And I'm going, I don't even know how to help you or answer your questions. And so we were asking all along how to guess the questions. Hey, Mark.
Okay.
I know you know Mark.
you didn't respond, but you were off for quite a number of days in that time frame. So then Dave issued it to you, reissued a directive to you, and you responded to him, and your response was something about Dane drawing a picture or something, and that was your response. And then since then, my understanding is that Kirk reissued another directive to you for you to give him your summary. Does that sound right?
No. I got a email asking me about survey information, and I answered it and told him I didn't have survey training, and he asked me for I had looked at the documents, but I identified it. I had never seen the documents, so I told him I wasn't able to respond, and that was it. It was about a survey. It wasn't a summary of the project.
It had something to do with the survey, yeah, but that had something to do with the project.
You said a summary of the project.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have the specific. I can get.
Anyway, I responded to him. I did that.
Okay. Well, let's make sure we're talking about the same thing, because I told him we were going to go through all of this.
You can tell me about that?
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give
okay.
you the definitive stuff.
Ready to write it down.
You what?
I'm ready to write down whatever you tell me.
You can write down anything you want, but I read all of this, and again, we could.
It's actually contained in an email.
It's in one here, yeah.
You
need to have it.
Yes, I answered the question. He said Dane drew a picture. The picture was odd. I asked people about the picture. That was it. I didn't have answers to anything else. I'm not a survey person.
Well, we know you're not a survey person, but...
Anyway, I responded to his thing, his question, his email. I responded. Maybe he didn't like my response. I don't know. I gave him all I could give him.
Okay,
so I don't know anything about this top email. I wrote this one. I don't know anything about this.
Have you never seen that email?
No. I don't know anything about this. And
I think he has tracking line indicating that you opened it.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. So your response is you have no idea anything about this Wednesday, May 21 email.
Wednesday, May 21.
Wednesday, May 21, 11:09 a.m. You have not seen this email.
I've got a bunch of emails in my inbox, and I had an inbox problem, and many things could have been open. I don't know anything about that.
Okay, well, let's talk about your inbox project, a problem. What do you mean by that?
I got a message that my inbox was overflowing, and they got charged, not just me, they had a list of people, some of Martin also in my section, and the department got billed extra or something, but there was too much in the inbox, so I had to take everything out. And I went down and took it all out and moved it out to zero in my inbox, and I haven't gone through all of what used to be in there since I'm older now.
Yeah, help me. I don't know what the hell all that means. So,
well, something kind of new to DNR, that you have a mailbox limit that I never had when I was at CRT, and it's very frustrating, but occasionally you get a message and it's like you're completely frozen. It won't let you do anything until you archive like a whole file or whatever to clear room for the inbox. I've never gotten the one that says that the department had to pay extra, but I get all the time the message that I'm over my mailbox limit, and then you have to archive it somewhere. But
so all you're doing is you're clearing it
and putting it somewhere else on a file that's not stored on the drive that the division of administration monitors for us. But that wouldn't cause you to not review or check those emails, right? I mean,
I still have like 200 something I have to answer.
Okay, what do you mean by that? You received 200 emails that you
I get
have not read?
I have stuff that my staff copies me on all kinds of stuff, and it's there, and I sort it.
Okay, so it's there. So you open it?
When you scroll down, sometimes they just open as you scroll down through them, and then I just sort it.
Okay, well, when you open it, you scroll down, and you sort it. I would assume that means that you're reading.
No, I have to go back later and read it.
If you got something from your supervisor, I guess that's almost a little bit bad.
Okay.
Because if you got something from your supervisor, it wouldn't be like just being copied for something, from one of your subordinates. It's like when I get something from Bob Harper, I would definitely make sure I get the notes right away.
I took 200 or however many there were, more than 200, and moved them. And I hadn't gone deal with them.
So where did you move them to?
Just somewhere else. I'm not a computer person. I don't know where they are.
Can they be retrieved right now?
Yeah.
Why don't you
I'll go record, sure.
Go to your office right now and see if you can retrieve them.
Let's just please move on.
No, we need to do that. I want to make sure.
No, I really want to move on.
Listen to me. We need to make sure that it's...
I believe you. You said it was sent. I believe you it was sent. I'll go find it.
Listen to me. And I want to validate what has been told to us. So
that's fine. I'll accept it was sent.
Wait, I'm not accepting this.
Okay, I'm accepting it. I'd like to move on, please.
Well, I'd like to verify that it was received by you. So could you go see if you can retrieve it for me?
No, I'd like to proceed.
Why not? What is the problem?
I'd like to proceed without y'all conferring without me being in the room. So let's just proceed.
Well, we don't have to confer without you being in the room.
I'd like to proceed.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, so you're saying that you did receive this?
I'm saying if you say it was sent, I don't dispute that it was sent. I don't dispute that at all.
Well, do you recall reviewing it?
No.
Did you forget? And I mean, not the did you forget that you saved them to a file, and then that's why you didn't?
No, I have not gone back to that file since I moved it.
Yeah.
We've got a whole new chunk of information thrust on us recently, where we have to do this research for all these contractors who are producing these reports for the Corps. It's something that it's a completely different job task that we got tasked to do with on top of everything else we do. We had no choice in the matter, and so we've had to kind of drop what we were doing and devote ourselves to this task. And so our other stuff is yet to show up to the side while we dig up this research for these Corps LCA projects.
Okay.
All right, can we move on? If it's sent, it's sent.
It was sent to you, and
I can't answer any of that.
Okay,
I have no answers for any of that.
You wanted a response by May 28th. When can you give him a complete response?
I can say I have no response. That's all I can say to that.
Listen to me. You're saying you didn't receive this.
No, I'm saying I didn't. It's in my inbox, I'm sure. Or the old inbox. It's in the moved inbox.
But you don't recall reviewing it?
No, I mean, no. I scrolled down stuff. I don't recall that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You don't recall reviewing it.
I've been very ill. I don't remember a lot of stuff. I'm very ill.
Okay, my question to you, though, is this. This he gave you until May 28th to do this.
Last week, okay.
Right. So today's June 2nd.
Okay.
When can you provide a comprehensive response?
When I will. Oh, I can say I don't have an answer. That's all I can say to that.
Well,
today. I'll give an answer today.
Yeah, but listen to me. He's going to want more than
I can provide no answer to that.
Okay, well.
But I'll go write that today.
Okay, I don't think that's going to be satisfactory because
I can't
he's
do
asking anything. You to identify information on which surveys were done incorrectly.
I don't have that.
What if anything was done to remedy the surveys?
I don't have that. This is not even my project. This is bizarre to me. This is not even my project.
Okay, provide, he wants outstanding issues and he wants a recommendation for administrative
technical. Maybe you should direct it to the project manager. This is not my project.
Well, listen to what I'm telling you. I would suggest to you that you provide him a response.
I have no answers to any of that.
Listen, rather than saying I don't know, I can't, or whatever, I would suggest that you give him something more than that. Okay, because this is your supervisor requesting this. Well, we're over a month past this.
I don't have answers. I can't manufacture answers I don't have. I know nothing about those details. I've never seen the report. It's not my project. I haven't been to any meetings for this. I don't know how he would remotely even begin to think I would have answers to that.
Okay,
he should consult the project manager, not me.
Can we agree that you're going to provide a response to him by Wednesday, which is the day after tomorrow?
I'll go do it right now, when I leave here.
You can agree that you do it by Wednesday, though?
Wednesday, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that way we can answer your question.
I told you what I'm going to say.
You do whatever you want. I don't know anything about all of this stuff.
Okay.
What I'm suggesting,
sure.
I think it's what Mary's suggesting, is that the supervisor sends you something that you respond. Okay. And
I responded the first time.
Again, I don't think he was satisfied with your response.
I'm not going to be able to do any better than that. But I'll respond by Wednesday. That would be June the what? June the
4th.
Okay. Yes, of course I'll respond by then.
Okay, y'all, secondly, y'all had an EAP.
And it was dated May the 21st, you told me, right? May the 21st?
It was dated originally May 1.
No, the one, this new one you told me about.
May 21 at 11:09 a.m.
Okay, I'll go dig that out. Probably, I have no doubt it's in there, I'm sure.
Y'all had a conference, y'all on a conference call with EAP. Remember that conference call? You know, talking about Marsh Island and the surveys and all that stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Who called for that?
Project manager.
Who was it?
Brad Miller.
Did you request it?
I don't know. I don't recall. I don't get to request conference calls, so I doubt it.
So you're saying that you were just notified there was a conference
That's
call?
That's correct. I had asked Brad Miller to be included on a call with Darren Lee the previous week. Summer Martin and I had asked. And then Brad did that call without us and then wrote us an email that we had questions prepared to ask him. And then Brad did the call without us when he promised he would invite us to that call. And so then this call, I think, came about as a team thing. Kareem, my manager, actually asked me, or asked Summer, I don't recall, it's Summer's project, it's not mine, to ask for the contractor, fenster maker, to be in on the call. So we passed that along to Kareem, Summer did, and Brad said that wasn't appropriate or something like that. So Brad was doing his call, but then I showed up for the meeting, and it was very odd. Then Brad just said, Susan's taking over at it. That was very odd. I don't take over people's conference calls. I didn't call for it. I was just showing up to listen.
All right, let me see if I can understand. You wanted to have a discussion, or at least for offense to make it a participating in the conference.
No, I did not. My manager was saying, oh, yeah, he did.
Are you certain about that?
Yes.
Kareem wanted to...
Kareem told us to tell Brad to include the surveying company on the phone. Yes.
Okay, but... Okay, on the phone. So tell, I'm trying to get to the initiation of the process about why was there a phone call, a conference call, who initiated it?
Brad Miller.
Okay, well, my understanding is that I'm talking about the one where you were on the phone. Brad wasn't on the phone with y'all, was he?
He's sitting right next to me.
So Brad was in a meeting.
he sent out the meeting appointment. He started the meeting, and then bizarrely, he turned the meeting and said, Susan's going to leave this. That was odd. I had no idea.
And so your words would be that, what's Brad's name?
Miller.
And who's Greg Miller?
I said Brad Miller.
Okay. You're saying that Brad Miller, the project manager,
that's correct,
is the one who called the
meeting? Yeah. We are an ecological review. We don't call meetings.
Did you request it?
No. I requested to talk to Darren Lee the previous week, who was our employee here at the Thibodeau Field Office.
Okay. And
he told us he'd include us on that call, and then he didn't.
Okay. And so Brad called for the meeting, for the phone conference, and Kareem is the one who wanted Fenstermaker participating.
Me. To ask, is Fenstermaker included? I said, I don't know. And he said, y'all should get them included or something. I think, if I recall, Summer sent an email.
Okay.
Can we kind of get to the point of what this is about?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it in a minute. We got time here. You get off at what time?
This is upsetting to me. I'd like to, if we could move this along, please.
What time do you get off?
5:00.
Okay, we got plenty of time. So, Korea's the one who wanted Fenstermaker added to the conference call. Okay, that's your version. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Who participated in this call?
I don't recall who all was there.
Okay. Who was the call made to?
Maury Chatelier was there rolling his eyes and walking out of the room. Brad Miller was there. Dane was there. Summer was there. I don't remember who else was there.
Okay. Brad, Dane, Maury. What you said your girl's name is? Summer?
Summer Martin.
Okay, so that's four people from this side here, from us?
Yeah, there could have been more, I don't recall.
Who else was on the line? Who was getting not to be here?
Ken Teague at EPA. Two wildlife and fishery guys. Mike Carlos and Cassidy Lejeune and...
fellow from Thibodeau.
Darren Lee.
Darren Lee,
sure.
Who else is he not?
Yeah. I'm not sure there could have been other people. There could have been other people in the room. I don't remember.
Okay, and Brad turned the meeting over to you?
Yeah, bizarrely.
And how long did the conference call last?
I don't know.
Was it an hour?
More than a half hour. I don't know if it was less than an hour, more than a half hour. I don't recall.
Okay.
I do know at midpoint or something, Darren Lee started being very abusive verbally towards me, and Ken Teague from EPA like stopped things and defended me. It was very odd and said, Susan's just trying to do this right or something along those lines, and said, you know, something about that to make him back off or something. He started being very abusive towards me.
Maury left out of the room, is that right?
Seems like a lot. In and out, in and out. And he was rolling his eyes and stuff the whole time.
What was the substance of the conversation?
It was about surveying results. Can we move this along?
We are moving it along, okay? We're moving it along. We're getting there. We can do it so that I can understand what's going on.
It was about a survey.
All right. And what was your concern during the survey? What was about the survey that you were raising, the points that you...
It wasn't my point. It was Brad Miller's point and Dane's point. They had told us the week before the survey had been done wrong, and then it appeared like it was maybe done wrong again because this drawing didn't make sense. That's all they had, and they could provide us with nothing else other than this drawing Dane drew. That's all.
Okay.
And so I asked a bunch of people, what are these parts on this plant? And the plant didn't make sense. He's not a botanist, and I'm not a botanist.
The Fenstermaker did the survey wrong.
I was told they did it wrong. I didn't see it. Brad Miller said it was wrong. I didn't say it was wrong.
And then they went back in and they redid the survey in accordance with whatever standards are customarily used.
I don't know what they did it with. As I said, I have not seen these documents.
Okay. Well, you were complaining about it and you didn't see it.
No, I was asking, what are these parts on a plant? That's what I was asking. What are these parts on this drawing? That's what I kept asking.
The conversation on the telephone.
Oh, on the telephone call?
Yeah.
That was because we couldn't identify what the parts on the plant were. If you didn't know what the parts on the plant were, or the labels, I should say. If you didn't know what the labels were, then you didn't know what was going on in the marsh. You couldn't tell. It all was dependent on this crude drawing, I believe as Dane called it, of a plant that he gave to some surveyor people. And nobody could identify these labeled parts. That's all it was.
And what was the value of knowing the labeled parts?
To know where they took the measurements. So they had arrows or lines drawn to where they took shots. And if you didn't know what the part, because then you didn't know what the part was, you didn't know what it was.
Okay, so during this conversation, the questions that you were asking related to the parts of the plant?
I don't know what that conversation was about. It was kind of at the bottom. We spent 3 weeks or so trying to ask everyone, Summer and I, who we could possibly consult with who would know this. Internally, and nobody could give us an answer. That's all.
Okay, but again, my question is, in the conversation,
I don't recall
with the EPA people, was the focus of your concern and the questions that you asked related to the parts of the plant?
Well, the diagram and what, how was it in relation to what the numbers were? If you have some numbers and you have a plant picture, drawing, and then the numbers are supposed to correspond with lines on a plant, but if the lines don't exist in the real world on a plant, you kind of just, it was just a mess. And I don't know. Trying to figure it out, that's all it was about.
Okay. And what was the need for you to figure it out?
To figure out what the marsh elevation was.
And you needed that for your role,
yeah,
in this project?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the net outcome of this?
I don't even know. Because then I was ordered to stop talking about it, and I stopped talking about it, and I moved on to other things.
So you were ordered during the teleconference to stop talking?
No, later.
It was still talking about the teleconference.
Okay. I don't know.
Was there a conclusion that was reached during the conference?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
No.
So how did the conversation end?
I don't remember. I think, I don't know. I think Brad was maybe supposed to talk with the consultants, with the people who did the survey or something. As I said, I'm not the project manager.
I understand that. Did you say anything?
Can we just start whatever you're going to tell me today? Because this is just tedious stuff. I really don't understand what you're doing.
I'm really upset here that you find it tedious. I certainly don't want to upset you.
I'm very upset. I'd like to know.
I have to get to the point by gathering information.
You can go talk to the people who were all there, and I'm sure you'll get everything you need from them.
Well, I'm getting it from you, though.
I don't recall. This was one phone
call. And I'm a little disturbed that you don't recall a whole lot, because that's what's problematic here, but that's why we got to get this problem. So when the phone call ended,
yeah,
had you accomplished whatever your intent was through the conference?
Probably not.
Okay, and were you told during this conference to quit worrying about how they got to the elevation and just accept the surveys as it was drafted?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, and have you done that?
Yeah, I moved on. I hadn't done anything else with that project.
All right, did you make any comments during that conference that were inappropriate?
I don't know. What do you call inappropriate?
Did you make any comments about Mexicans or foreigners?
Didn't say a thing about Mexicans. Didn't say a thing about foreigners, no.
You didn't say anything about anyone not being able to read or speak English or anything like that?
I said that Steve Melton... Oh, he was in the room, too. Steve Melton. I forgot about him.
Well, who is he?
He's a surveyor.
Steve Melton.
Steve Melton is our
guy, huh?
He said...
Is he our inside...
Steve Melton, the week before, said the people who do surveys don't know what they're doing because they're high school students and people who don't speak English. I repeated what Steve Melton said. Steve Melton was in the room. I didn't call people Mexicans, or I think Kirk later said illegal immigrants. I didn't say that term. I said people who don't speak English, who can't understand instructions, and high school students who aren't trained. Steve Melton, he's a surveyor guy. That's what his profession is. I'm not. I had no clue who does surveys, and he said, that's who does surveys. High school students and people who don't speak English.
So your comment was, in effect, what was it?
High school students and people who don't speak English. That was a direct quote from Steve Melton, who was in the room.
Steve, I'm sorry, I missed it. Is Steve our employee?
Yes,
he's a surveyor.
Okay.
Right. He was that kind of coordinator. Yeah.
There's nothing inappropriate about that. I was repeating what he said.
And what was the value of saying that?
because we could not, I could not, I had maybe consulted with, I don't know how many people, 10 or so people who do this for a living, and they couldn't identify any parts on these this plant drawing. And if they couldn't identify it, and they're people who do this for an occupation, how would you expect, and that's what Steve Melton said the week before, how would you expect people who are high school students? And then one of my employees, Mandy, said her cousin, who's a high school student, does this during the summers, and he doesn't know what he's doing. So people who are high school students would not be able to understand this drawing, which people who work here could not understand. And people who don't speak English, how are they going to understand this drawing that doesn't exist in the real world if you can't speak to them in English to understand this drawing, which didn't make sense? That's all it was.
Okay. What you said, in addition to this part about high school students and people not speaking English, in addition to what you said, your comments and your persisting comments apparently and questions apparently upset some folks because a complaint was filed regarding your behavior during that meeting. Okay. Additionally, we've had some employees that we've apologized. Some of the DM officers have apologized to some of the external folks who participated in the meeting.
What things that were said?
What you said about the
high school students and people who don't speak English. There's something wrong with saying
that?
Then maybe you should be directing this to Steve Melton.
That, but also what the original, the additional things that were said.
What's that?
About challenging and questioning the survey and persisting and asking questions.
There's a problem with that?
Yes.
What was the problem with that? Can you let me know?
I'm telling you that several people complained and some apologies were given to external people.
I don't know anything about apologies, but why can't I question anything? What did I do wrong? I'd like you to identify that for me.
You see, that's where we have the problem is, because you're telling me you don't remember what you talked about, which makes it difficult.
Well, I can't give you verbatim. Yes, we were questioning this. Yes.
Again, your question.
I've acknowledged that.
Your question.
There's a problem with that.
You have a tendency to talk. You're not listening. I told you that last time we met. Listen. Your questioning, your comments during that meeting created some conflict to where we had some apologies that were issued and some complaints were filed.
Okay.
Okay. Again, so it's more than just the part about the comment about people speaking English.
Okay, I'm asking.
It was the other things.
What's the other things you're saying?
I asked you.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. Can you tell me, please?
I just told you. Your questioning and your persisting in asking questions about the survey and so forth created a problem.
That was the problem.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that's that.
Persisting in asking questions about the survey was the problem. Okay. Cut that.
Now, again, I don't know the technical ramifications of all of this. I don't know the terminology. And also, I've asked you, and I'm trying to get from you to